listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for a better pre-owned buying experience, Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warranted by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. It's Lakewood Chev. Jeff Patterson joins us from TSN 1040, as well as the province. Writes for the province. Jeff, Canucks playing out the string. And here, Oilers fans know a lot about this, okay? As the Canucks come in tonight, or I guess technically tomorrow, currently in 29th position, they are 1 point back of both the Arizona Coyotes and the New Jersey Devils. The Canucks have done a great job of letting the Coyotes gain points on them. Will they finish strong, considering they are 2-8 in their last 10? Will they maintain the second best odds in the lottery?
2-8 in their last 10. You're being kind. They're 2 wins in their last 15 games, Greger. 7 in their last 31. It's an absolute disaster out here. And I know Oiler fans have gone through this for a while, so people out in Vancouver aren't looking for sympathy, but it is relatively new. Like, last year was a bad year for the Canucks, and people thought, it can't be. It can't be that bad again. Oh, yeah, it can, and it was. And with 69 points and 2 games to go, they can't even match the 75 points that they had last season. So if you're an Oiler fan, and I know that there's still a fair bit at stake for the Oilers in terms of home ice and where they finish in the division title, I would imagine that the Vancouver Canucks will be mere speed bumps for the mighty Oil this weekend.
Well, I guess they get to see McDavid one last time, do Canuck fans.
And people are excited out here. And the possibility of him getting to 100 points on Saturday night here at Rogers Arena, he needs three. That's imminently doable. He scored a nice goal in his only other visit here. And that's the other thing. That was way back in October. Like, the Oilers haven't been here since early in the season when they shut out the Canucks 2-0. And so there is a palpable buzz. There's not a whole lot to look forward to Canuck games from the Canuck standpoint, but a visit from Connor McDavid on the final night of the regular season. And I think a lot of people here figure that this is going to be a bit of a send-off to the playoffs from the West Coast chapter of the Oilers fan club. And there are enough Oilers fans out here. You know, they haven't shown themselves over the last decade, and you can understand why, but tickets are available on the secondary market out here so they can get into the rink. And given where the Oilers are headed in their direction, I think that you're going to see a very pro-Oiler audience tomorrow night, even though it is the final home game of the season for the Canucks, and it's their awards night. And, you know, generally there's a little bit of a mood around that kind of game. There's no mood here these days.
No, probably not. Vancouver, then, they are looking at the draft. Nolan Patrick, they will have the second-best odds in the draft. And as we've seen, the first team doesn't, especially this year, the odds are even lower.
Yeah,
to win it, because Vegas comes in. Now, I've sensed there's a lot of people in Vancouver already saying, man, Ulevi was the worst pick over Tkachuk. A little too early maybe to say that, but a smaller defenseman. What's Canuck brass saying about Ulevi?
Well, they've got to defend their pick, right? So they would tell you that everything's great and they'd do it all again, but we spent countless hours throughout the hockey season weighing the draft from last year, and yes, Tkachuk, all that he's done, you know, and I'm sure that it's probably been a topic in Edmonton and Columbus as well, but here in Vancouver, a team that, you know, just cannot score, historically bad when it comes to offense over the 50-year history of the Vancouver Canucks, and it is tough to see a guy not just putting up points, but in the middle of everything every night, you know, that was there for the taking, and the Canucks opted to go with a defenseman. So it was a strange decision at the time. It remains a bit of a strange decision, but, you know, that's their bed. They've got to make the most of it now and hope that Ole Ulevi pans out. He's having a nice run so far in the OHL playoffs. London just knocked off Windsor, and they won again last night, and he's been a part of that. But, you know, again, that's the OHL. We're talking about guys taking after him that are doing good things in the NHL. So, no, the draft, the recent draft has been an issue. It's not just Ulevi. It's Jake Virtanen, and two, you know, a couple of swings in the 5 and the 6 hole and nothing to show for it at the NHL level. The Canucks have to find a way to make those guys pan out. I mean, you just can't go to the draft and have those kind of picks and whiff. And Virtanen right now, you know, he's starting to show some signs, but again, it's in the American Hockey League. It's not in the NHL. Ulevi, it's a year, right? Like, he's a defenseman. We'll give him some time. I'm not going to write the guy off But again, against the backdrop of what Matthew Tkachuk is doing and what the Calgary Flames are doing, there are a lot of people here that wonder what in the world the Canucks were thinking at the draft table last year in Buffalo.
Jeff Patterson from TSN 1040 joins us. Dave Tiger Williams, who's been out of the game a long time, came out today and was ripping on the hiring of Trevor Linden and the ownership in Vancouver. What do you make of his comments?
They were good for a laugh. I don't know how in touch he is with today's game. I think it was funny that he went to bat, lobbied hard for Willie Desjardins, who is about to be out of work, and you know, kept talking about what a great coach he is. Tiger's a Saskatchewan guy. Willie's a Saskatchewan guy. Something tells me they've probably done the banquet circuit somewhere along the line. So I don't know if he had an axe to grind where he's coming from. He was on there pushing wine. That was the whole thing that got him on the radio, because nobody's heard from Tiger Williams in ages. So the whole thing was very curious, but didn't hold back, and I guess that's kind of what you expect from him. Was on the radio the way that he played the game, the way we all remember Dave Tiger Williams. And there were a few things in there that weren't entirely wrong, but he talked about how many owners the Canucks have had over the years and said, you know, something to the effect of they've had more owners than most teams have pucks. They've essentially had three owners in 50 years. So, again, take it with a large grain of salt.
Yeah, fair enough. The Canucks next season, if they're going to become competitive again, what has to happen? Are they capable of, or is this more of a 2 or 3 year deal?
Yeah, people here are bracing themselves for next year to be as bad or possibly worse. The Twins are in decline. They've got 1 year left on their contract. It's $7 million per, and you know, they're pretty much untouchable. They don't want to be traded. They don't want to move. They don't want that one last hurrah. I think they just want to ride out their careers here in Vancouver. Well, I mean, that kind of holds up everything you're trying to do. So, you know, I don't know what to expect from them, but Daniel Sedin has 5 goals in his last 50 games. I mean, that's one last night in Arizona. You know, that's kind of what it's come to. They're not difference makers, and yet they're still second and third on this team in scoring. So kind of gives you an idea of just how difficult it's been for the Canucks to score. Louis Erickson, you know, an absolute disastrous first season. I still think he's a better player than he showed here, but that's up to him now to prove that because they're tied to him for 5 years beyond this one. So, you know, this big free agent splash last year, now you need a bounce back season already from the guy who is done. He's not going to play this weekend, so his season is done with a knee injury. And, you know, then you're going to need some production from some of these young guys that they've started to integrate into the lineup. And Brock Besser has been a nice story, 7 games in the league now, and 3 goals scored last night. And in fact, in those 7 games since he turned pro, he leads the Vancouver Canucks in goal scoring. So, you know, that's a glimpse of the future, something for fans here to hang their hat on. Nikolai Goldobin, the guy they got from San Jose in the Yannick Hansen deal. You know, that's what these final few games have been about, is watching the kids, letting the kids play, put them in some positions to succeed, hopefully. But again, like, you know, you're asking an awful lot of a team that's been led by Bo Horvat with 50 points to think that you're going to see any sort of sizable jump in offense or in standings points next year. I think people here are bracing that next year is going to be another very difficult year.
Well, Jeff, buckle up. Who knows how long it lasts. And I hope for Canuck fans it's never as bad as the Oilers fans, because I wouldn't wish that on any fan base. That was a long decade.
And I think we all want to see all three of these teams at some point get it together at the same time, right?
Like, well, you want Oilers fans to be able to hate Canuck fans again. Yes,
yeah,
that would be nice.
Totally. Exactly.
Jeff, appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Okay, Gregor, thanks.